The U.S. Report.
Let's go to Harley. Toxic waste in Texas, Harley.
Yeah, remember the flooding after Hurricane Harvey. There are a couple of big toxic waste dumps that may have spread dangerous pollution during that flooding. It's too late to do anything about that, but the DEA, I mean the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, says it's certainly not too late to clean it up, as should have been done years ago. So they've ordered them to spend $115 million to clean up about 212,000 cubic yards of contaminated waste pit site.
That's a lot, isn't it? And this is the real risk of flooding. We talk about here about coal seam gas. You've got all this stuff that is extracted from the ground along with the gas. And if a flood comes, this is just washed into the drinking water system. Amazing stuff. Sonic attacks. Goodness me.
Well, this is interesting because, you know, we've had a number of people who worked at the U.S. Embassy, the new one, down there in Havana, or the, the reopened one.
Yep.
And they had hearing, cognitive, visual, balance, sleep, and other problems because of this attack of high-frequency sound. They said it sounded a lot like about a billion crickets all at once, a high-pitched.
Yep.
Undulated a bit, and, you know, it wasn't good.
People are having these problems living next to wind turbines.
Well, yeah, although this is quite a bit different.
They may
have from a sonic weapon, they're not sure.
Sure.
And so that's one of the reasons that they've pulled some people out of that embassy and protests over it all.
Now, you'll see Donald Trump all over the news, as you do every other day, but this is one story that you won't hear about today, about Donald Trump, Harley?
Well, at least they won't want to characterize it as another way of showing that America is becoming great again.
Yeah.
Unemployment levels right now have fallen to the lowest level in 43 years.
Yeah.
And that's despite the hurricanes.
Yep.
Now, and in fact, in the hurricane areas, particularly in Texas, which was going great guns, it's still going great guns. And they expect it'll recover from an employment standpoint much more rapidly than anywhere
else. You won't hear about it. The lowest unemployment rate in America in 43 years. Game, set, and match.